Today, we begin a new season in the church's liturgical year, the season of Advent. Advent being the time of waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he will come, as he will be coming on Christmas. And not just the Christmas time, but most especially his second coming. We as Christians, as Catholics, we are called to be prepared, according to our Lord Jesus Christ here, so that when he comes, we will be able to meet him. Advent, then, is a time we are given to prepare, to set our minds, to get ready, to get set, waiting, so that when he comes, we will meet him. In the gospel today, our Lord Jesus Christ uses those ancient symbols of the end time, the sun and the moon, the stars, and all those kind of tragedies and earth-shaking things that will happen. He gives his listeners at that time, and all of us, the time to think. But in the midst of all this, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then he invites us to stand erect, because our redemption is at hand. We are here being invited. A lot of things. It may not be the sun dimming and all the stars, but the difficulties, the tribulations, the problems we go through in this world, in our lives. But in the midst of that, the Lord Jesus wants us to know that he is coming. And so when we prepare for his coming at Christmas, we also prepare for his second coming, that time that he will come as a judge and ruler of the earth. He comes twice. In this first time, he comes as a child. He comes to get us to himself. He comes to bring us to the Father. He comes as a child, laid in a manger. But when he will be coming, in the manger, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. But during his second coming, he tells us that he will come with power and glory. He will come as a king. So we are being invited. But the important thing here, my dear friends in Christ, is since he has told us to stand erect because our redemption is at hand, the question now is, at what state will I be when he comes? Will I be ready when he comes? That should guide us throughout these 4 seasons, 4 weeks that we are preparing for his coming. How will I meet him? When he comes, how will he see me? Will he see me as somebody who is ready? Very unfortunately, the world around us prepare our minds in a different way. Carols, commercials, selling of things, they turn Christmas into a corporate business. And so when all these things start happening, you watch all these things on television, you may be tempted to think that Christmas only ends with buying of things, getting new things. But as a Christian, Christmas is that moment when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming as a child. How are we prepared? That is why we are given this time, to prepare to meet him when he comes at Christmas and when he will come, the second coming. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.